Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dog Radio.
P.M. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, drink what you drink. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up a chair, quarter key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Draz. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. Hit with the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit.
Yeah.
Give it a list,
give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit it.
Play some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now,
you are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Boy.
All right, we back in the building with another installment of the Legal Dope Experience. It's your boy Quarter the Great. Fresh out of people's player. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy J5, the fly guy Draz, you know what I'm saying? Boy Freddy Free in the building, you know what I'm talking about.
Kickstand the fourth. Kickstand the fourth man.
He got news tonight. We're gonna bring Kickstand on 5 minutes early tonight, man, per request by Kickstand. He said he got something that he wanna speak on with so tonight what we gonna do tonight, man, is we're gonna go back. Yeah.
I'm probably going back.
Way back. So what we going to do, man, is we going to go back 6 years. Five for sure.
Damn, man.
And we going to play the first Legal Dope album in its entirety. Right?
You know, that spawns your favorites. Shout out to DB. That spawns, you know, such favorites as personal.
You know what I mean?
That spawned 745. Shout out to my pops. You see what I'm saying?
Got it like that.
That spawned
the
whole, all of that. You know what I'm saying? The whole... Let's get into that. That's what's happening right there. So we got a couple things we're going to touch on. You know, big rest in peace shout out goes out to, not who y'all thinking, because I'm going to get to that in a minute, but Rufus Carlisle. You know what I'm saying? And just real quick, you know what I mean? Because I grew up with his daughter. You know what I'm saying? LaWanda, shout out to LaWanda. You know what I mean? And, you know, normally when you go to a funeral for somebody like that or whatever have you, I'm going to talk about funerals a bunch on this show.
It's unfortunate, but it's life.
That's crazy. Hey, so, you know, when you go to it, when you got a situation like such, like you go to the funeral just because, you know the person's dad because you grew up with their daughter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But over the past years, as I got older, you know, I see my old man and play dominoes in the garages around the neighborhood, you know what I mean? And Rufus always was a mainstay in them garages, you know what I'm saying? So when I go over to play dominoes, he was always there.
Right.
You know, so I got a little, you know, a manly relationship for real. Like, you know,
right.
Much respect to, you know, everybody's father. You know, I respect him like, you know, somebody's father. But, you know, I said, you know, I kicked it with the dude. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, it was a real lie. Y'all politics.
So,
you know
shout
right.
out to, you know, rest in peace to, you know, Rufus Carlisle. Shout out to his whole family. You know what I'm saying? I know him pretty well. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. You know what I mean? And also, rest in peace to the boy Gary Coleman.
Yeah, we're going to have a little special for y'all later on today. Shout out to the boy Gary Coleman. So, first, I mean, what's up, fam? How you doing, brother? How was your week? No Sunday. I know a couple people got beef with us about that.
We'll talk about that, too, when, a little later on in the show. You know what I mean? We're going to put the Sunday show on hold for a while. We'll talk about that later on. But I had a good weekend, though, man. Played softball this weekend.
Yeah. Here we go.
You know what I'm saying? Played softball this weekend. I was the MVP. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the... shout out to the MVP, fresh air, the softball player.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was my back going around, you know what I'm
Face
saying? Hey, check it out, though. I was 3-for-4, I believe, you know what I'm saying? 3 home runs. I popped out on the 4th one because they made me get up to bat. So, you know, that's nothing, you know what I mean? But we played softball, we had a good time, you know what I mean? Friend of mine wanted to go ahead and start doing it every weekend, too. So I'm going to probably stick with her. And see if we can't, you know what I'm saying, iron them wrinkles out or whatever and get that more shaken.
Yeah, that could be fun.
You know what
I pissed a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I got it in. I got my polos dirty, though.
I rocked it.
I was tripping. I was out there with some fresh polos with the big man on the side. I was tripping. Kicks.
So, you know, that's what it is, though, man. We're going to kick the show off. Like you said, we're going to do the whole Legal Dope.
Let's start from the top.
Like you said, we're going to do the Legal Dope whole album. We're going to play it from the top. You know what I mean? And so I started to freak it out on y'all. What I started to do was set it up. Excuse me. So the Legal Dope intro. Who's going to intro the show? But, I mean, you know, I figured that figure some folks might hear that intro and might turn the station or something. Because, hey, you know, if they didn't hear D-Lad, they might not have knew what was going on with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to kick it off, you know, the unofficial beginning to the show right now with the Legal Dope intro from the album, Get Addicted.
Set your clocks and loads your Glock 9. Lyrically Jay-Z and Pac at the same time. I get mine, so why would I stop? Look, here since 9, I've been an addict, so that's why I grind. Yeah, like a nigga Young G-Z. If it ain't what I said it was, bring it back, nigga, be easy. Cause y'all don't really wanna see key, but it's so we can get it jumping like a six tray all day. NWA running through my veins, flipping and break, but a sinner fella like I'm Dana Dane. Man, all I really wanted was a little bit. You got too cocky though, and I left your ass with 50 cent. Pussy bitch, spin back, I ain't catch some of this loco shit. Clip full, that'll sick a nigga like a pit bull, bitch. Pull yours and don't use it, man, you stupid. I will not miss like you in love, pick, and I'm Cupid. I'm a rider, nigga. Let me put you up on this game. If I hit you with 16, you gon' need Dr. Dre. Pussy, a hook from M and a verse from J. But we got Tro and purple pills. I'm a hustler, baby. Yeah. 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 Y'all ain't heard nothing. Y'all ain't heard nothing. Listen, man. This how I go, look. Now, if it wasn't for this rap game, I probably wouldn't be shit. Probably out on Sheridan Road, trying to pimp a bitch. Suck that nigga dick, bring my money quick. Lay that paper in my hand so I can understand you trick. My game is immaculate, not too many flaws in it. From Memphis to the shot, I ain't gon' lie, look, I'm the boss of this. Ask my nigga Pella, he'll tell you. Half them cowards out there scared of me. Why I ain't got signed yet? Well, the majors ain't prepared for me. See, my name is Quarter Key, that ain't gon' change, I'm keeping that. Big body bitch, like the 77 Cadillac. Key West, ride a nigga. Black Assassin, sign a nigga. You can get burnt trying to fuck around with Shonda. Just so happen to be nice on the mic, that's why I signed with Don Dada, nigga. Future Bill Gates, I'm filling my own fate, I put that there on my mama, killer. Midwest representative, but no go is my set. So, show some love to my tech, Joe. Yeah, that shit was something. Y'all ain't heard nothing. Yeah, yeah, nigga, y'all ain't heard nothing. Yeah, thought that was something. Nigga, y'all ain't heard nothing. Yeah, y'all ain't heard nothing. Time I wrote a verse for niggas who don't like me. Confused with what it is and what you thought it might be. Like you're trying to fuck a bitch and she keep talking about me. Or you're mad cause when I do shit then I keep it on the G. Look, my mind way too advanced to dance the way you do. I got killers that'll hunt you, boy, I'm telling you the truth. So keep sitting up here acting like your boy ain't that plug. Pussy, put this on my mama and my motherfucking son. What I got is something way worse than a killer with a gun. I'm addicted to perfection, I believe your time will come. Don't too many niggas know me, so don't ask the niggas. Just try me, motherfucker, I'll show you how I live. Don't like me? That's cool, little nigga, I'm great. I got Scarface type partners that do kill babe.
I guess I'm
saying
what
I'm saying. Ain't nothing slim about him, so move. Motherfucker, before you get one in your grill.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Quarter Key back in the building. Fresh air to people's player. Shout out to Kickstand, the fourth man, J Fly the Fly Guy, my boy Draz, the helicopter kid, Freddie Friend in the building. All right, man, that was the first song off of the Legal Dope, the first Legal Dope album.
And that mob was snapping right
that
there.
That was the intro.
Hey, you don't even preach? Oh, go ahead.
Hey, look, it's crazy, though, because, like, it's crazy, though, because we'll get into it later on, because I'm sure, because Fred's going to interview Quarter Key, you know what I'm saying? He's going to interview me, so we're going to get into all of that later on, because the way I put, when I put this album together, and what I was doing while I was putting this album together is crazy. You know what I'm saying? As far as writing the album, what I was doing when I was actually writing everything on the album. So, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I work this shit.
430, you on the line.
Hello.
Yo, 430, you on the line with the Legal Dope Boys. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Four three oh, that was weird as hell right there.
That was almost amazing.
430, there you go.
Yeah, let's see what's happening with that. 430, you back on.
Hello.
What up?
I think it's my speaker. Let me take my speaker off. Stop, y'all. Hello.
What's happening?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Caller, what's up? You on the air?
Hey.
What's going
Wes?
On? What's
how you doing? Huh?
Hold on real
Hello?
Quick. Normally I don't do this, man. It's early in the show.
Right.
But I'm sorry, man. You gotta get it in, man. You gotta get it the right way, you know what I'm saying? Race jumped off the cliff.
Right.
I got tired of the stress of the life, you know what I'm saying? Everyone jumped off the cliff.
Basically 430, you don't say.
Man, that shit just freaks me out again.
Or did it again?
Yeah. All right, let's get into it. 430, you should hold tight. Hold tight right where you are. We're going to get right back into the show. 430, you stay where you are. We're having an issue with two.
Legal dope, that's what's next.
All right, so I'm going to give them a quick background of this, then.
Let's
you
do
know
it.
What I'm saying? All right, callers, check this out. If you tuned in late, you know, which couple of you did, if you tuned in late, what we're doing is we're going back to the Legal Dope album in its entirety. That's going to be the music we play today. So we're going to get into number two on the Legal Dope album. And all this is done for a reason, because we're trying to ink this little situation, you know, to put the single out, you know what I mean? Instead of the album. I'm touching that later on. But the album is supposed to come out June 16th. Right now we're gonna drop the single on June 16th. So you know, we're just leading up to it right now, you know, building the hype a little bit,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
So
we're gonna
figure we'll feed y'all, you know what I'm saying, give y'all something to listen to as far as the first one, because a lot of people haven't heard the first one. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure some of my listeners from other states haven't heard the first Legal Dope album, where it all came from. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to continue to roll into it. We played the first song, the intro. This is the second song on the album, Legal Dope, produced by West Coast PDP, Get Addicted.
Oh, yeah, nigga. You know I got that legal dope out here in these streets, right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all motherfuckers how I came up on all this work I got. Because I got the best work in the town. You
My nigga, look, I took a whole brick of that Pac, a quarter brick of Big, a half a key of that Jay-Z, and this what I did. Added some 40 water in a tube and cut it with knives. It wasn't written, Joe. Kept the numbers all in my mind. Hit the block with what I got, man, but I needed much more. So I hit up Mr. Gardner, headed back to the store. He told me, look, young blood, you really need you a crew. So take the double up a Pac, baby, all eyes on you. I told them bad, jumped in the Jeep and made my way to the town. I was anxious to get this package home and break the shit down. Hit a left on Broadway, and I noticed the crowd. Two hustlers going work for work, I wanna see how this turn out. The nigga AJ was aggressive, had the whole block show. So I gave the cat a job, ain't wanna step on his toes. He had an ounce of Mystical, so I hit him with an A for that box. A couple grams of DMX, Joe, and a 10 for the lock. Jay and I had shit running, but I was hungry for more. So before I ran out of work, I headed back to the store. Mr. G was like, I got a little ghetto D. Couple jars of Mia X before I left for Double Up, a Master P. I hit the streets. Twin Benny Siegels heard they watching me and headed up to 23rd to see what Kool-Aid got for me. A little skinny nigga told me he thought he was born to spit. Hit him with an ounce of Pac, a quarter pound of Brother Lynch. They call him Qualion, perfect name for an underboss. The month had passed, we had to know go hotter than Tabasco sauce. Acquired Madam Hate, she was moving me and X. I hit her with an A for boss I got from Mr. G Connect. We had the fires work, I called it Black Assassin shit. Many tried to chef it up like us, but couldn't master it. Mr. G Connected called me, he was on some other shit. A hit of that Run DMC and showed me what to do with it. I learned the ins and outs of how to move the Reverend Run. Took an ounce of Dougie Fresh and KRS just for fun. The older hustlers mad, they still moving Curtis Blows. I done twisted up the game from 41 to Shedding Road. I hit the freeway with a couple of my youngest guns. Trunk full of that 666, to Memphis about to have some fun. Right when I crossed the bridge, that clutch was on some other shit. Hit me to that player fly and dummy bags of skinny pimps. That player fly was right, I copped a quarter brick of that. Hitting off Memphis, Scott with Pella, bless my nigga with a sack of legal dope. And there it is, niggas. You motherfuckers know who got the fast dope in the town, Joe. So y'all need to come shout with me.
Legal Dope 2 in store soon.
Hell yeah, Legal Dope 2 coming soon. Shout out to the boy Q. You know what I'm saying? That's one of his personal favorites. Shout out to my guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how we get it in. like I said, man, if you just got on, we playing the whole Legal Dope, the first Legal Dope album in its entirety tonight. Plus, I'm going to slide in three songs from Legal Dope 2. Now, what I need y'all help with is I need y'all to help me pick the single for Legal Dope 2. All right? It's a choice of three songs, and I'm going to play them all for you. I don't know if I'm going to play them back to back, but I'm going to play them all for you. And I want you all to, you know, tell me what you think. And I want you all to tell me which one you would like. All right? So, No one has their hands up right now. If anyone wants to chime in at any time, press 1, raise your hand, we'll get you on. Is the chat room open?
Damn, Kickstand. You got something to say, my dude?
Let's do it.
Kickstand, I guess he is a fan, too. Kickstand, what up?
What's proper with you, legal dope fellas?
Talk to me.
Man, fam, you know, I'm in a real deep moment, but I'm going to keep it light right now. I'm falling all in love with the Legal Dope, the first Legal Dope album. Man, I bang that every morning before I go to work. That's the only thing that'll pump me to get my job done.
Hey, you always sound like a fucking commercial, man.
Tony, man, you always sound like you about to do the news, man.
Hey, look, I got the camera in front of me, and I'm cheesing with my Legal Dope album cover right next to my head. No, I'm just fucking with you.
Hey, I believe that.
How y'all doing, man? Got everybody getting addicted. You know, I done put the word out already.
That's what up, man. Keep it all the way in, Kickstizzle.
Ain't nothing but love, fam.
Love, my dude.
Shout out to the boy Kickstand the 4th, man. He will be back, you know what I'm saying, with the news you can use.
About a half hour or so.
Yeah, about a half hour or so. Gonna get the boy Kickstand in. So I say we just go ahead and keep it moving, man. What was next?
I don't know.
All right, let's see. It was 7:45 was number 4.
What number was that right there? I Got That Work.
I Got That Work is next.
I Got That Work. All right,
yeah.
So give them some I Got That Work background real quick. Cotto, shout out to Cotto on the track. You know what I mean? We was in a you know, one of them desperate moves, looking for something to looking for tracks, putting the CD together, and Cotto came through, said he had something right for us. You know
actually,
what I'm
saying? You know what?
What?
Cotto did the remix. We're gonna play the first one first.
Andy C
did the first one. So shout out to the boy Andy C. Out in the chat, man, you know what I'm saying? He did some tracks for me.
Push
on
one,
another,
Stan.
On a whole nother venture. Yeah, Stan, press 1, put your hand down. Shout out to the boy Andy C. He did some music with me. Shout out to the people in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and get to the I Got That Work off of the first Legal Dope. Get addicted.
And my style is the dagger. I'm a cocky motherfucker with a pimp-type swagger. Every style that I've mastered keeps me ahead of my class. And they know I'm a gangster, so they love me for that. Like my Caprice from the 80s and my beat from the 90s. 23rd Street, posted with the D's where you find me. Couple killers behind me, keep your boy on the square. All I do is lift a finger, baby, they're on your head. But I'm just a bit smarter. I'm the finisher, homie. Not big on being the starter. They say my flow is retarded, like I'm already on. But I'm signed to an indie with a shot at the throne. Man, North Chicago, my home. And I love it to death. Ain't no nigga around here can put a dent in my rep. For all you amateur rappers trying to damage the tank, reevaluate your move. Don't try to do what most can. I got that word. That green, I'm 20 souls, that's every clean. You sip that lean, your grill on bling. Stay in the trap, and nigga, you on my team. Man, I'm on top of my hustle, where I'm from every second. This the anthem for the no-go, niggas trapping, I check it. Homie, just for the record, I'm as nice as they come. Put that pen inside my grip and get it popping like gum. I'm number one in the eyes of all no-go cats for the few. And for you cowards that doubt me, so this blunt is for you. So niggas get off the miners, put some vets on your Chevy. Holla at Rock on the block, he got my word when y'all ready. I got that word, I got that green. I'm 20 souls, that's every clean. You sip that lean, your grill on bling. Stay in the trap, and nigga, you on my team. I got that word.
I got caught slipping. Bam did too.
Yeah, yeah.
I got
that
work.
Oh, no, that was my shit. You know what I'm saying?
I
got that work.
I remember like it was yesterday.
Hell yeah.
All right, shout out to one of my favorite Legal Dope fiends, man.
We got it in a very special way. B, what up?
What's going on, fellas?
B, what it do?
How y'all doing?
Man, chilling. I'm doing.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm just calling to get my little weekly check-in in.
That's what's up.
Good to hear from you. It's been a minute, cut. And it's kind of funny because when I sat down in my, you know, when I pulled up to my cubicle.
Okay, your cubicle.
When I pulled up to my dig, it kind of felt funny, you know what I mean? Because it's been a minute, you know, with, you know, canceling Sunday and then, you know, the problem the week before and then canceling the Sunday before that. It's, I feel like it's been a while, you know.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, like
it's been a minute.
I'm out of practice.
That's all right, so I'll get it together. Y'all will get it together real quick.
Yeah, we bouncing back now. Like I said, we setting up right now for the big release of the album. You know what I mean? We got a couple big things going on. Like you said, you looked into them, so we go. You know, everything is a good look nowadays. You know.
Yeah, you know, I called to actually get on him about that as well, because I never got what I was supposed to get once again.
Oh, well, I'm glad I brought it up then. So you want me to put you in a private room so you can scold him? Or you want to blow the whistle, or how you want to do? You want to text him later, or what do you want to do?
You know, I want to. Of course, when y'all go ahead and blow the whistle, he gets that. He already knows that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm gonna set that up then. Shout out to you. All right, B.
Go ahead and set it up if you want to.
All right, B.
Set it up if you want to.
Hey, B, push what, man? Put your hand down.
Hey,
man, we back in the legal dope hour, man. It's quarter to grizz, eh?
Man, grab like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh air to people's player. Shout out to the boy Kickstand the fourth, man. J5 the fly guy.
Hey, man, there will not be no blowing the whistle on the host of my show, man.
None whatsoever.
This nigga trying to sneak it in. I mean, well, shit, I mean, you know, you can just blow the whistle on him. That's cool. Look at that. B, get up out of here, man. What was next, man? 7:45.
Let's do it.
Check this out, man. 7:45 was a feel-good song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to Wes. That's my man. You know what I'm saying?
Boy,
he a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Wes. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know, 7:45. I tell you what. Y'all tell me, man. Get addicted. Feel good music.
Shit, man. Yeah, I'm gonna get you, bro. I'm putting myself together right now.
Check,
man.
So I hung up the phone, right? That was Wes. Slid to the closet for what fits me best. Pick Pelly pants and a black pro club. Pearl black watch, you know, dress it all up. Couple blunts of chronic player stressing ain't none. Pour some Hennessy up in a styrofoam cup. Grab a fresh lighter, put some heat on the weed. Number foes on my feet and it made my cipher complete. I called Jamaican Ricky, told him bring me some weed. Told me give him 20 minutes and he got me indeed. That's my nigga, he keep chronic, so I give him a dud. 20 minutes later, met him where we usually meet up. Cop a half an ounce of chronic, then he threw me a gram. That's some red and green shit, called it Afghanistan. Threw a piece of poor dog on my way to the store. It's just preparation for partying, and this I go. I said,
first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the flies weed, and you won't. You won't. I said, first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses of Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the flies weed, and you won't. You won't.
West back,
bro,
told him I'm in the street.
I'm out here.
Hung up the phone, then I turned up the beat.
Yeah.
It's 10:45, so I roll up a beat.
Turn
the kid with up a little mo and draw with
turn
my
mind.
Hit the spot that's always hot to show my face on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Campaigns lost a little bit and sit with my team. I'm from 23rd Street, so you see riders like
what
me. Tossing up a cup of Henny, putting shit on the G. Bitches stalking, chicken hawking, cause they heard I was on. Bending over, pussy popping, Joe revealing they thumbs. Parking lot was getting crowded, so I had to move on. Double dab a couple players, hit the blunt and I'm gone. Escalating through the city like I'm sliding on ice. 5 minutes to the parking lot,
I'm
starting my night.
Hey, I'm outside right now, Joe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Spray myself with MDNG, hit the blunt and jump out. I said,
first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce for the flies weed. And you won't, you won't. I said, first you get fly as you be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly is weed, and you won't, you on.
So I called Wes back, told him I'm in the front. Double dab stack, then I hand him a blunt. The purple got me feeling like I'm goalie and shit. So I joined my nigga rockin' his advance at a chick. Gave my number to the driver, she was feeling my swag. Seen the line was hella long, but I slid past that. Say what up to Friday night, he was flossing his knot. So I shake a couple hands as I make my way to the spot. Block life, ice grillin', Ray B to my left. Jay Hood at the bar popping bottles with Russ. It's a celebration, baby, so I caught me a fifth. X seen me in the building, started banging my shit. Niggas cuffing up they bitches cause my presence is felt. Robbers checking, just don't know I got that iron in my belt. Paid the haters no attention, made my way to the VIP. That's the top up off the bottle, Joe, and took me a sip. I said,
first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on, you on. I said, first you get fly as to be. Have a couple glasses in Hennessy. Plus a half ounce of the fly's weed. And you on, you on, you on.
Shout out to the 205 area code, man, for getting it in, whoever you are. Yo. Shout out to the boy Drag. He just texted me some funny shit. Hey, man, so that was 745, right? Sound like it.
Man, I was so cool when I wrote that shit, man. I'm telling you, if y'all only knew how cool I felt that day.
Hey, because that was a true night, though.
You know
like,
what
y'all
man?
Don't even have a clue.
Hey, I felt so cool that night, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was tripped out. That Four Perfect Gentlemen.
Shout out to my pops, Friday the Player.
Friday
man, what is dude? Friday the
Player. shout out to Friday night.
Man. 687, push one, man. I was going to pull you on.
Shout out to Friday night, man. Shout out to the boy, man, S500, man. When I say, shout out to the boy.
We got to record that song.
Yeah. We're going to do it sooner than later, too.
All right, 687, I'm going to pull you on, Joe. So I'm going to go to 748. 748, you on the air.
Can't finish here. Nobody got holy tag. Moving in for the crew print. Niggas take a hold of mine. It's double mine.
Shout out to the boy, Edo.
You know who that was, didn't you?
Yeah, I know the voice, man. It's my man's right there.
Hello. Shout out to the boy Edo, man.
Shout out to the boy Edo, man.
All right, so we still getting it in, man.
Yeah, we do. Legal Dope in it. So, like I say, we got more listeners on, so y'all know we playing Legal Dope 1 in its entirety.
Treacy
Legal Dope
G, what up,
coming
Joe?
Soon. Shout out to Treacy G.
Shout out to my screen for freaking out again.
Shout out to the freak out screen, you know what I'm saying? Just, and you know what, man? I bet you we having that one problem where everybody bumping heads trying to call in. I bet that's what's going on. So, but hey, that's a good problem to have. You feel me?
With my hands, player.
So look, like I say, later on today we're gonna pick three singles. I'm gonna play three songs for y'all off Legal Dope 2. We're gonna drop the first single for the album on the 16th.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm ironing out some wrinkles right now. We're going to drop the first album on them. You're going to drop the first single on the 16th, Iron Out Wrinkles on that.
356, you on the air.
Is
205 area code, you on the air.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Laker fan? I mean, Aziz.
Laker fan, you got it twisted, dog. You know ain't nothing going on.
No,
my fault.
You had it twisted.
My fault, you a Thunder fan, right?
No, I ain't nothing.
Or was you a Utah Jazz fan?
Yeah, because they were so in trouble with Utah.
Or was you anybody against a Lakers fan? Which one was it?
Y'all couldn't wait all week just to hear my voice.
Fam, I actually couldn't wait
till. Y'all still, it's gonna be a straight Boston massacre. They gonna
Big
take
D,
care of y'all.
Hey, Big D, I couldn't wait for Kevin Durant to go home for you to call me. Where you been at?
Right. Where you been? You lucky Wednesday.
I can't get the wins at night.
Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. Dan, you ready?
Let's do it.
Hold on. Let me do this early in the movie. Hold on. Got it. After you.
Yeah. It's your boy, Carter the Great, Mr. May. I want to blow the whistle on the boy Aziz, man, for just really not being all in tune, because ever since that boy Kobe put it on them boys, you know what I'm saying, he ain't even been around to, you know, do what he do. Shout out to J5, the Fly Guy, Fresh Air, the People's Player. You know what I'm saying? This blow the whistle is brought to you by Big Ass Barbecue. Shout out to the boy Big Ed. Hey, I got some shit for Big Ed too, man. It's the best barbecue in the world, shit, and we need to all text something to something, and I'm going to get all of that in line for y'all too. I'm glad I said that. So, without further ado.
Big Z, man, let me see if you still, if you had something legitimate to say.
Let him talk.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you have something to say, or you just checking in on us?
I'm done. I just let it marinate on you.
All right, fam. Well,
it ain't nothing to marinate.
Marinate, then. How about that? I'm hanging up on you, man.
I don't hang up on you.
He already gone.
Oh.
You want to talk to him?
No, I thought we was about to hard cancel him, because we're hard canceling, nigga, real quick.
Oh, no. Shout out to Big Z, man. That's my man. You know, just around June, you know what I'm saying, when everybody else's team, when the basketball is going home, they want to call me and hate on mine. I never understood that.
I haven't really got it neither, but hey.
Hey, man, we still selling legal dope, man. Nah. Get addicted. How many nines did it?
Nah. Oh, yeah, nigga. Get addicted.
Try to get back some way, somehow. The streets is calling, baby, and I owe you the truth. But I refuse to mix you up in the gangster shit that I do. You knew I was a hustler the day that we met. Brand new J's, fresh fade off in the jets. Bent down to grab the dice, pulling out of my belt. You looked afraid, but at the same time, I witnessed you melt. Had my homie sister approach me, I thought that was cute. And you was fly, I must admit, in your pink tin boots. My reply was short and sweet. Tell her, give me a call. Finish the game, jump in the Jeep and head to the mall. My phone rang, hello, how you doing? It's Brandy. I got your number from Leisha, and she told me to call. I smile at the sound of your voice and say I'm happy you did. Let's say I lock you in my phone, and I hope we meet up again. And it was like, huh. Back a week later, just to set up a date. Tomorrow night I'm cooking 10, I'll pick you up around 8. By the look on her face, she was impressed with my face. The meal was chicken and steak, but I wanted you on my plate. I wasn't supposed to be in town that night, I blamed it on fate. Of course I passed the penetration for the sake of our fate. My game was extreme, I longed for her to be on my team. She told me love was a dream, said I don't know what that means. We moved to the sound of the beat, our souls connected as one. I bounced with melodic, her look was oh so exotic, I'm strung on the one. She called me daddy, say I treated her best, but she was terrified that night. I left the crib with my vest. She told me, please don't leave, I gotta go right now. But I swear I'll try to get back some way, somehow. Kissed her on the forehead, make my way to the Jeep. It killed me to leave, but girl, I'm so in love with the streets. And I was like, oh.
Shout out to Makoto. How about that? Yeah. See, what I do is I go real deep into people's pockets when they make tracks. Like, you know, what happens first is they find out you want them to make you a track. So then they go into the lab and they try to make a track for you. Now, I am living proof that this doesn't happen for everyone, because almost every single track that a person has made for me and me personally, I didn't like it. Okay. So just in case it's a producer or something listening, you know.
Except for one.
Who?
What? One song.
That was Gangsta.
Get
okay.
Addicted.
Okay.
I got to play it now.
Okay.
Where is all right. That?
I guess you're right. Shout out to Twine. Shout out to Twine.
Where is it at? You lucky I can't find it.
Shout out to Twine. That's the only one. You know what I'm saying? But when Makoto played, when he played his beats, I listened to him. And I didn't hear really nothing, and then I heard that. And I'm like, man, let me get that. He's like, oh, man, don't nobody want this. Okay, exactly. Let me get that, man. I'm going to sing the hook and everything. So I was playing on the hook, right? First year the People's Player was there. The boy Makoto was there. And these fools say the shit and made it the hook. And it's still hot. So that was 999. It was called something else on the album, but
I don't remember what it was. Let's see if Edo want to get it in now too. We're still making music. Edo. Yo. 7:48. Shout out to my man Edo, Joe. I know he's getting addicted, man. That's what up, Joe. You know what I'm saying? All right, man. So I got a couple of my people on, man, too. That's what up, man. Everybody getting addicted as they should. That's what it is, man. So we're going to keep this here party rolling, man. Just me?
That was next.
Sound like just me? That's
oh, yeah.
Next. Okay. Right here is just me, man. Shout out to J5 the Fly Guy, man. Just me. Get addicted.
Guess who,
nigga?
Who? It's worst nightmare, baby. Till I retire, I'm claiming the best. And walk around this bitch like it's an S on my chest. I'm not at the best. 50 said it's the best. But be no partners, nigga, they don't aim for your chest. Yeah. My circle is small, I don't trust nobody. My son and my mama, I know it's crazy, but wait. See, I ain't getting tricked on like Sammy did Gotti. That's why I get information like where the man lay. Play a nigga if you want a coward dying today. Or you can go instantly with a shot to the face. Speaking of face, y'all remember Face and Darnell? Face flipped, turned states and put his brother in jail. That goes to show no matter what, even your brother will tell. And besides my brother, I don't know no other nigga that will. So I say to myself, just me and Michelle. 38 revolver, cause you'll never tell I do me. Sit back, relax, my nigga, and do me. Grab me a sack and roll up my weed. Yo, bitches on my dick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, and man, I'm just me. Sit back, relax like a player and do me. Grab me a sack and roll up my weed. Yo, chick is on my stick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, and man, I'm just me. Look, and I ain't nobody else. They ask me why I walk around my town by myself. Say I stick to myself, just me and Michelle. 38 revolver, cause you'll never tell I do me. Look, and that is why I won't fail. Bitches hating, I get blatant, niggas time for the tell. I'm so patient like a doctor just perfecting my craft. When niggas dropping and they flopping in a month and a half. People say my time they left me, man, I tell them they lost it. Jay retired, Nas expired, man, my timing look awesome. I'm a North Chicago nigga, stay on no-go shit. Keep a pack of backwoods and a no-go bitch. Who else but me would have the strength to put the shine on my back? Kinda like Eazy-E when Compton kept L.A. on the map. No disrespect to Ye and Twist, man, I'm just kicking the facts. Yeah. And I'm prepping my town, Joe, and I'm gonna leave it at that. I do me. Sit back, relax, my nigga, and do me. Grab me a sack and roll up my weed. Yo, bitches on my dick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, and man, I'm just me. Sit back, relax like a player and do me. Grab me your sack and roll up my weed. Yo, chick is on my stick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, man, I do me. And ain't no way I can change. Just keep reppin', selling reefer, staying true to the game. Block life on my t-shirt, Key West on my chain. I'm a 23rd nigga, so I stay with my gang and do me. And that is why I won't flop. Just keep scratching like a DJ on my way to the top. People asking about Nitty, and what's up with my clique? Do I still fuck with Don Dada? Do I got my own shit? Man, I got my own shit, and I still fuck with the P. So that's total domination, industry of the streets. Industry of the streets, I'ma keep doing me. Money stacking, bitch macking, staying fly, can be. I do me. Sit back, relax, my nigga, and do me. Grab me a sack and roll up my weed. Yo, bitches on my dick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, and man, I'm just me. Sit back, relax like a player and do me. Grab me a sack and roll up my weed. Yo, chick is on my stick, dog, like she know me. My nigga, she blow me, and man, I'm just me.
Just me.
Shout out to me. Just me, baby. Boy, Quarter Key in the building, man. Fresh Air People's Player. Hey, so look, we're going to pick some to go pick some singles tonight, man.
I was just going to say that, too.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta, hey, check it out, though.
This is your show, Quarter Key.
We gotta,
Quarter Key, this is your show.
We have a mix by DJ Dredd, y'all. I don't know if anybody, you know, remember the boy Dredd when he was out here real heavy grinding.
Why you say remember Dredd like he old and shit?
I mean, nah, because, like, you know, he ain't been on the scene in a while. He been laying back. He been doing a lot of production, you know what I'm saying? But
730,
like,
I got you in a minute.
Like, y'all remember when the homeboy used to be out here really DJing real hard.
Remember
you
Houston parties?
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Shout out to the boy Dredd. Shout out to the boy Carlton. We got a mix by that dude tonight. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned for that. Like I say, we're going
to
pick.
Shout out to my Android for tripping.
We're going
to
pick a single from the album for Legal Dope 2 tonight, too. So y'all stay tuned for that. Kickstand the 4th, man, coming up.
I actually want to get to that in a minute, too, man. You know, not Kickstand. Before Kickstand, actually, I want to play them singles, man. Stan would say he want to go on about 5 minutes early. I want to jump to the singles only so we can get these folks picking them. You know what I'm saying? I want to take one of these callers right now, too, though.
Okay.
Even though I have to get back to him, because I'm pretty sure he got a vote. All right. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
It is.
Let's do it.
730, you on the air in a minute. You on the air now, 730.
Oh, Christ is blessed, boy. Man, sir, no. Give me a 30 sec. And put a bug for my 30 seconds.
Hold on.
Oh, that was crazy, Joe.
Okay, then. This is what I'm going to do.
Right.
I'm gonna play one of these songs.
Hey, so we're going to get to the single?
That's too bad, man. We're going
to get to the single. What was the last Legal Dope song we played?
Just Me.
Just Me?
Yeah.
Right, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just Me, Lord B.
Yeah, let's play. What's that next?
Everybody Eats. See, making moves.
Big Business? What's next?
Big.
No, it wasn't. But I'm going to tell you exactly what was next. Give me a second. All right, so we're going to go to another song before we go to the single. Let's get to the halfway mark.
Carlos, hold. Everybody,
actually, you know what, friends?
I want mini vote. Go ahead.
We skipped alphabetical order.
Okay.
We skipped that.
All right, so this was a freestyle. This actually wasn't, you know, not to cheat, you know what I mean? It was a freestyle back in the day.
Right. Back in the day.
But
day,
then
day.
When we was talking about it, when this CD came around, I told Fan to go ahead and re-roll it just because it was hot at the time. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, if it sounded like a freestyle, it was.
But
it was.
It was a skit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And we just, it was something that I used to do back in the day. It's a long time ago. Actually, the first time I ever did what I did right there was like, man, I was like 12, maybe 13, 14 for sure.
Get addicted, man.
Twist it up, man. Got my big dose about floppy shoes on. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, check it out, though. What I didn't say. Was it's called alphabetical order only because everything was in alphabetical order. You know, it didn't need much creativity to it. You know what I mean? Everything was in alphabetical order, so get addicted again.
Twist it up, man. Got my big dose about floppy shoes. You know what I'm talking about? It don't even matter.
Hey, so remember that motherfucking shit you did back in the day, fam? That old ABC 123 bullshit or whatever the fuck you was talking and shit.
ABC once. Oh, you talking about that shit I used to do back in 95?
Back when we used to be at Tracy New Crib.
Oh,
on
Park.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that shit, Joe. I was on that alphabetical order shit. Watch everything in alphabetical order. Yeah, that shit was dope, man.
Run that shit. See what happened with that.
Alright, fam, stop that shit, Carl. Yeah, man. I think I remember how it go, man. Let me see. It was kind of like. Alphabetically, I begin, crucially, this electrifying, flowing giant hell of enlightenment. Just kicking lyrics, mentally mind manipulating knockers, offenders, and player poppers quarter. Recently reincarnated, shining, super satisfying, tough, untouchable, very well known. Xing out yan zones, all right, back to basics, competition crushing. Who calm and collectively set his enormous flux and getting high with eternal weed smoke to the lungs. Run up and get smoked with the guns. This verse is the first one of three. Who is he? Quarter kill him all dead with two shots to the head, multiple bullet wounds to the dome. Something like that, man. I don't really remember it all, Joe.
Yeah,
it was stupid, though, man. That shit was crazy.
That shit I was talking about, though. That shit, alright.
Right.
That's crazy, Joe.
Alphabetical order, man.
That's alphabetical order, too.
Everybody moving, making money. All the real baller successful folks are selling.
I'm gonna get my own business. Change the game, change the game, change the game, change the game.
Hey, we had a good night last night, Joe. We had a good night last night, Joe.
Shout out to West Coast PDP on the track.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Big business. Nigga.
Look, big business, nigga, it's huge. You see, I stay on mine, so I don't fuck with you, dude. Don't act like you my nigga, like you down with the clique. But when you ain't around me, run your mouth like a bitch. I knew it when I met you, we'd eventually clash. Oil and water don't mix, and my nigga showed me that shit. I'm a captain, so see, I'm used to controlling my shit. So if you go overboard, nigga, you sleep with this bitch. I'm connected, I got niggas that'll throw me a brick. Now don't consign it, man, I mean to really throw me the shit. Fuck a timer, man, I'm trying to beat a clock in this bitch. And I know I got me a talent, so I'ma get mine off this shit. Picture this, you nice as me at anything that you do. And being a hustler, you would grind until you see the shit through.
True, true.
Well, tell me why you knocking a hustler. Let me stick to writing rhymes. You stick to being my customer because big business, nigga, it's huge.
Huge.
Yeah, big business. I mean, it's grand, grand, grand. Big business. I mean, it's grand. And I stay putting in work with this here ink in my hand. The haters call me cocky, but ain't seen shit yet. Wait till I cop a yacht and drag that bitch through the jet. Or cop a quarter teal, cause I looked at my watch. Then 15 minutes later, cop the 8 on the dot. When money ain't an issue, tell me what the fuck is. Nigga, nothing, I ain't frontin', homie, that's how it is. My nigga Nitty told me, body boy, this game is for you. And with the right motivation, you can shake up the nation. See, I got gangsters that'll plug a coward up like a lamp. And they ain't from America, I'ma leave it at that. I'm a hustler on the street, it's like I got the best work. And I'm a street nigga, Vic, look at the name on my shirt. Bruh, it is what it is, enjoy the truth, do hurt. Key West, work a ton, nigga, pay what we worth. Because big business, nigga, it's huge, huge. Yeah, big business, I mean it's grand, grand, grand. Big business, man, it's grande. My life is of the block, you can ask my homeboy
block
Dre.
Life, nigga.
No, not the doctor, I mean Dre J. Even though we ain't related, hold the same last name. My nigga West, I must confess, he is the brains of the team. And I'm the body, baby, yes, the chest and legs of this thing. My nigga PDP producer, he supplies the beat. And of course, we owe our swagger to these no-go streets. Because big business, nigga, it's huge,
huge.
Yeah, big business, I mean it's grand.
Yeah, big business, nigga, it's huge. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy, West Coast PDP in the building, you know what I'm saying? Producer, you know what I'm talking about? He laced your boy with that straight out the West Coast. He's actually Kurdistan. He's from Kurdistan, actually. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he gets it in, man. It was tripped out how we met, man. We was actually down, it was downtown San Diego, and we was hand-to-hand the Controversy mix CD. You know what I'm saying? And it was the last ones we had because, like, we had just got robbed on the, we didn't get robbed, but, like, when we were asleep, somebody stole all our CDs when we was on the bus, but they didn't steal them all, though. Like, they was like, I guess they going to promote for us, too. So I guess that's what they did. Shout out to the fans that we had in Santa Monica. You know what I'm saying? They got, they hit us for about 30 CDs while we were asleep, you motherfuckers. But that's what it was, though. So we ran into the boy PDP. We ran into the boy West Coast PDP, man. And to make a long story short, man, we sat down and we wrapped the taste. No pun intended. And we got it in.
The rest was history.
The rest was history.
All right, let's go to the 730 call, man. Joe, 730, you on there?
Nigga just jump on vertical, easy. Don't go on the fast break with this motherfucker. He gonna get even higher. He just standing there, boom.
Stay over there, get it in, man.
Right.
Stay over there, get it in. All right, so check it out, man. I need them to listen, too. 730, man. I know y'all, I don't want to call y'all name over the air, man. I need y'all to pay attention, too, because right now what I'm gonna do, man, is play three songs, and they're gonna be the single, you know, possibly.
Possibly.
Off the Legal Dope 2 album. Quarter, the floor is yours.
All right, so let me go ahead and see what we got. First, I'm going to play, we got them all up here, on they all on the line?
Nope. Maybe. They might say two next to them.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to play the first one.
I need input. Big Z, I guess you can leave your hand up, man. I need you to help us out, too. Don't call me with that purple and gold hatred.
Yeah, we really need input. So everybody on the line, you know what I'm saying, when y'all listen, we're going to play the songs, and I want y'all to vote. I want y'all to tell me, and the people online, I want y'all to tell me which one y'all think is a single. So I guess I'm going to start off with a – it's funny because y'all heard them all before. They like – they is what it is. So let's go to Fatboy Swag first. This is a lot of people's first choice because of what it is, you know what I'm saying? Fatboy Swag, Get Addicted.
Swag it out. Swag it out. Fresh. Nice. Fatboy Swag.
Credible, he the unbreakable key, the spectacular me, the fat Mac of the beat, the beat Dracula, microphone mangler. I am no stranger to beef, I flame broil it bad, I just spoil it. All in that order, she having it her way. Slick Rick Gross, she loving the Don Chain, the fit on the guy frame, I'm swagging on these lanes.
My swagger is impeccable,
what are you saying? You must be insane, just peep the whip game, and I am not playing. My swagger is unclaimed, which meaning without saying, I'm Kobe in this game, and I get my money in bulk when I swag it out. Gucci flip flop, fresh rope when I swag it out. I'm so fresh, nigga, you just not. Don't get mad at the fat boy swag.
Is. Metaphorically speaking, let you know who the dope is. I can get them involved while never losing my focus. Magic like D-Blaine, got Microsoft game. I push it like salt and pepper, you show me a nigga fresher. I slowly apply pressure, pick the player that's better. Nobody can do it better than the K to the Y. And I am not lying, I put that on Katie. May I please finish, my swag is so polished. That means I'm so finished, your reign is so finished. My game is top billing, like milk I'm just chilling. Staff is chilling, West is chilling. And I get my money in both ones.
Swag it out.
Swag out, baby, a hot girl, love my two-step, fat boy slow stroll, like who does this, Mari Gators, Gazelle Lenses, Nausea Wave Game, Whip Game Vicious, Green Nutrition, sound tremendous, I'm a player, baby, how could I not win this, and I get my money in bulk when I swag it out, Gucci flip-flops, fresh rope when I swag it out, I'm so fresh, you just not, don't get mad, cause the fat boy swag is,
hey. So official, your boy to rap with a whistle, Joe,
here we go,
get it in soon as you hear the whistle.
He West Corbin and CEO, so unfortunate. Fortunately, the game needed heat, so I came through scorching it.
I'm so hot.
Get some water. Ooh, I'm so fly.
Baby, get the camera.
Baby, a hot girl. She love my two-step. Fat boy slow stroll. Like, who does this? Swag it out, swag it out, swag it out, then. Swag it out, swag it out, swag it out, then.
Fat Boy Swag.
Boy Swag. All right, that was Fat Boy Swag draw for Legal Dope too. Now, we need your help picking a single. Like we said, that was the first one. The next one is going to be whatever's going to be quarter pushing the buttons over there. But whatever it is, get addicted to it.
Way to talk to you, so maybe it's not a good way to fight. So, to get you away. So, you know, I really want to get somebody away. Oh, and they know.
I know you from the hood. It's cool we from the hood. How about we hop a flight, go to another hood? Maybe my brotherhood. He stay out in the A. Decatur's like the shy. Call Mike and catch a game. Oh, you don't do the plane? The bus is fine with me. Get one off to ourselves and take a ride to Tennessee. North Memphis like the town. I'm cool with all the stars. We'll catch a colored carpet, then go to down the bar. Or we can do the mall. Yes, lady, any mall. From here to south of France. Yeah, we can hit them all. My motivation's you. I love to see you smile. I want to take you up and never bring you down. Have breakfast in the city, do lunch in San Tropez, then dinner in Miami. I hear the lobster's great, then get a suite and catch a nap before we leave the state. Just spin the globe and where it stops.
Now we can go to Miami, home by your face, catch your
pace. Don't matter,
pretty lady, I'll be happy to get you away. Let's do London to France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain.
Set your heart somewhere.
Catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat.
Can I get you where your heart desires?
It don't matter, I'll be happy just to get you away.
Happy to get you away.
Maybe Mr. Main, just Mr. Main.
Listen, I know we from the streets. It's cool we from the streets. Let's get outside the state, see how the Frenchmen feast. Let's fly the Roman, well, do as the Romans do. Oh me, well I'm in heaven now, and that's all thanks to you. And it's my pleasure, ma, to take you off to different lands. Get those toes up off those ones and place them in this Cali sand. Understand my plan, it would not be a plan if not for you. Recline your seat, relax, it's been my mission here, it's close to through. We can go and really see the price of tea in China then. Have a mantra in the air as we prepare for London rain. Back to Spain, we hopping just to feel the difference in the rain. Really big on options, so your tan will never be the same. Pop up in the city, catch a twist of show, then hop a plane. Out to Greece, my look at you, I got you out here hopping planes. Anywhere you choose, it's you and me, we at it, boat or train. Anywhere you choose, it's you and me, we at it, Rome or Spain.
Now we can go to Miami, home by your face, get your pay. Don't matter, pretty lady, I'll be happy just to get you away. Let's do London or France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain. Take a boat or train, catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat. No, it's not going to see, it's a matter, I'll be happy just to get you away. Maybe Mrs. Main.
Yeah, baby. Okay, we've been to France, done what the Romans did. Some tea in China, yak and cognac, France, yeah, that we did. Blueberries on the ocean, shot fruit in San Tropez. Pineapples in Hawaii, yeah, I got you away. Lactase in Amsterdam, enjoyed the sumos in Japan. And flew to Spain to watch the matadors perform, yeah, that was grand. Partied on the whitest sand, fiestas out in Mexico. To the eighth of justice, mine, it's almost time to let you go. Fall asleep in Texas, wake up yelling cheers in Boston, Mass. See world out in Dago, Victor with the bloods on Logan Ave. They know we from the go. Cool, we from the go. Let's hop a train, it takes 2 days. Let's get back to the snow. We can't go see the bulls, no, not with matadors. Check out Picasso's or some fossils, my city's yours. Oh, you don't do museums? The block is cool with me. It's been my pleasure, I've been happy to get you away.
You can go to Miami, home by your face, that's okay. It don't matter, pretty lady, I'll be happy just to get you away. Let's do London to France, Korea, Japan, California, Spain. Take a photo and
train.
Catch a train, hop a flight, catch a boat. No, it's not going to see. It's a matter, I'll be happy just to get you away. Maybe Mrs. Main, just at your main. Maybe Mrs. Main, take it out on a plane.
Shout out to Ace, man.
Boy, Ace got that voice sounding like fucking Trey Songz or somebody.
Beat Swagger, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them boys. So that was number two of the single search, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like our four-piece
and
fight.
And two, I was just going to say lines. I see y'all going crazy. Nate Neasy, put your hand back. And two, Nate Neasy home, y'all.
Yeah, shout out to Nate Neasy.
Neasy's home.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Neasy on later.
Neasy's home.
So I'm going to play the third song, all right? These were the three songs that we, you know, we dug up out of all of this stuff, and we said these are the three songs that we think, you know, one of these songs could get us in, you know what I'm saying? And but it has to be the people's choice, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get to the third song. It's called Love Song, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you said 5 minutes early, Joe. You're going to be 5 minutes late. It'll be
all
right.
Sorry about that, Stan, but we're going to give you a little extra time. You know how it go, baby. All right, so Love Song, off Legal Dope 2. Pick the single for your boy Quarter Key, man. Get Addicted.
Some love on this one. Yeah. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Mama in the kitchen, pops on the corner. I'm in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Kicking dope rhymes, remember room for y'all. Lyrics they be beating in the corner of my mind. Long letter came, listen to the rhyme.
Check the rhyme,
and I
y'all.
Just try, check the rhyme. My design, I would never fly, I can never fake it. I just keep it real, never could I hate it. Listening to LL into the tape break. Run DMC and Jam Master J. Had me telling stories to the girls. Dougie had a nigga putting fly on top of fresh. Fat boy swags with the fat boys had. Also B.I.G. and fun until they untimely death. Heavy D was killing them with love. Me for me, why CPO explained his ballad of a menace to the streets. And now it's only 10 at the time. Me open to expressions over breaks in a beat. I ain't starting no beats, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. I ain't claiming no game, I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, love. Man, I'm just showing some love, man, I'm just showing some love.
Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. No. Mama in the kitchen, now I'm on the corner. No more in the bedroom, beating on the wall. Fist full of hope, trying to move it all. Lyrics steady beating in the corner of my mind. Pocket full of stones, now it's trap or die. Dear mama couldn't save me on my own, I had to fly. I was banging Pac, wasn't big on Jay. Couldn't relate to Big, still relate to Face. Listening to Cube, America, KKK. Hoping I don't get a letter from the government today. Label flame, they had me saying 911 was a joke. And then the doctors dropping chronic, set my city up in smoke. And I was 17, and fame, it was but a dream. The allure of living life and never touch a gram of coke. And I mean, the biggest, biggest step on the scene. With a fistful of dollars, ain't no flaws in my team. Like a swarm full of bees, I'm creating the buzz. I'm just keeping it real, I'm just showing some love. I ain't starting no beef, I ain't pushing no drugs. I ain't talking the talk, trying to build up a buzz. No games, I ain't popping no slugs. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love, some love. Man, I'm just showing some love. Man, I'm just showing some love.
Check, cool, hurt, Jazzy Jeff, Eric B, running for president, The prince is fresh, but Dougie, he was the best. While Uncle Russell and his brother had me thinking I was deaf.
Run,
champ, yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop at 7:30 in the morning. Hop up out the bed and I turn my swag on. Hail Mary's in the mirror for the teachers that are gone. Like, screw, Soda Slim, Biggie, L Pun and Mo Pimp C and Easy. Fat patent proof, the slug to D12. Stack bundles in some trouble, stretching J. Gill. Leah, left fine tie. Dollar in LA, Vegas, they got pie. Yaki Kadafi said that he'll die for Pac. And now they both are up in heaven looking down on hip hop. Mac Dre the bass, JMJ, Osiris, we missed them. Bust me the beatbox, but Dougie had one. And now I'm on the silence for each and every one.
Yeah, we back in the building.
Ooh. Yo,
boy, Fresh Air, the people's player, Court of the Great, Mr. May. You know how it go, man, around this piece right about now. So those was the three songs that we selected from the Legal Dope 2 album, which will be out this summer. We're going to drop the single, the first single, June 16th, and those are the songs.
We're going to cook something up real sweet, too, man. You know, the whole shebang, man. Softball game, you know. Barbecue, show, everything, man. You know, party, you know what I mean? It's going to be a big weekend, too. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, either way that will go, we're going to take a couple calls right now because I want your input. Like I said, we play all three songs, and I want you guys to tell us what
you think.
What song will be the single.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. I'm going to go here first only because let's go back to Z.
Let's do it.
Big Z, you on the air.
What's going on? You know,
what's
like
on,
I
brother?
Said, I heard and I seen the crowd reaction to that number two when we was in Atlanta on the stage. I'm digging that cut.
Number two, I'm thinking so too, fam. Right. That's my vote too, Big Z, and that's you know what most people's vote is too. So you know we're gonna take the rest of it, fam. I appreciate your vote, Big Z.
Shout out to the boy, Big Z. Get you away. We got a couple of votes for get you away too, man. So let's go ahead to the next call.
401, you on the air?
Fellas, what's good?
Shaq Diesel, what's goody mob?
Man, I mean, number two hot, but I'm in the 300 plus club, so I'm going for number one. Fat Boy Swag, you hear me? Shit. I'm
Fat
a big
boy
nigga. I, you know what I'm saying? I can see me all in the video. Shaq is chilling. Staff is chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's what I'm going for. All right,
there you go.
Put me down for that, man.
Fat Boy Swag. Good looking out, Shaq D.
Fat Boy Swag. I got a text for love song.
All right, we on the fence then.
Let's do it.
873, you're on the air.
Yes, I know. You can fall out.
873, you're on the air.
And then my purse is zipped up.
Okay, no, you're not on the air, 873. Let's go to B. B, what
B
you
on the air.
Well, you know, number two is my favorite. I'm going for
number
two.
Get
you away.
That's your cut.
That's mine. And then Fat Boy Swag is next, but I'm going with number two.
All right. So good looking out, B.
Sounds to be, man. Fat Boy Swag. Right. Number.
Nah, Get You Away. Get You Away winning so far.
Get You Away is just a landslide. The nose line, it ain't even fair.
Get You Away. I know fam didn't hear all of them, so I'm going to take them out to the news. Colorado, Memphis, hold fast. I'm going to go to the news real quick and take stand, folks. I know you didn't hear all three songs. You probably heard them before, but you don't hear all three of them, so you don't know what's going on. But I'm going to get to you after this in a minute. Hold fast real quick. I'm going to go to Kickstand the fourth, man, with the news. I could probably use Joseph. Come on with it, Stan Lee.
What's poppin'? It's your boy, Kick.
What up, boy?
What up, Kick?
I know y'all be looking for that when I pop in, baby.
Come on with it, man.
Shout out to all right, boy,
check
Kick.
This out. We got, you know, your boy, the Doc, Dre. He's going to be honored at the ASCAP, American Society of Composers and Authors and Publishers, during the invitation-only event in June of in Los Angeles. Now, the ASCAP will honor Dre with the ASCAP Founders Award during the 23rd Annual Rhythm and Soul Music Awards on June 25th. It's going to be held at Beverly Hilton Hotel up in Beverly Hills. So I should have been there to give y'all something live, you know what I mean? But I don't think I'm going to make it to that event. But as we all know, Dre made a whole bunch of hits. But if you want exact numbers, he's made 120 million records worldwide. He's sold 120 million records worldwide. How many people in the industry can you say that you can come out straight out the side of your neck and say, sold 120 million records worldwide? That's a real big number. That's like diamond over diamond over diamond over diamond. So now we got Drake. He went real bug wild on all hip hop today. He was talking about how his new album Link, Thank Me Later. You know what I mean? It's a hot one. You know, everybody should go cop it, which I'm going to get into in a second, which I should have had my 5 minutes, but we had to get them three hits out the way. Plus, the first track, Get Me Away, fam, that's heat. And then we got Bun B. He held a private listening session of his forthcoming album, Trilo-G, last night, well, on June 1st at Dame Dash DD172 Gallery. Now, I can guarantee you, I ain't going to say that, you know, a brother done snuck some tracks or anything like that, but as you know, like I know, Bun B only drop heat. So that's going to be the news for the day. We're going to give you the hot five on the billboard.
Hold on real quick, Stan. Hold on real quick, Stan. Hey. Did you just step your game up, fam, and not say last night, but get an actual date just in case somebody download the show?
Just in case somebody download the show, fam. I'm
Stan,
on
you're
my.
You a legend, Stan. God, kind of like me on the softball diamond. But go ahead, though.
For sure. Well, we got the top five on the Billboard charts as albums stand right now. We got Distant Relatives with Nas and Damon Marley at number one. This is their first week on. They at number one, and hopefully they hold it. Nas is a legend. Damon Marley, he got legend all in his blood system. So y'all go ahead and promote that. Get the album. Listen to it. Do what you got to do. At number two, we got Raymond versus Raymond with Usher. He been holding it down strong weeks for weeks on the chart. He been at number he been on the chart for 9 weeks, and he peaked at number one last week. He been at number one, so going to check that out. We got B.O.B. presents the Adventures of Bobby Ray, which is B.O.B. Shout out to the Hustler Camp at damn T.I.'s. What is that? I can't remember, fam.
Hey man! Hey, shout out to King Stan the Fourth, man.
Hey man, that's Grand Hustle. But go ahead,
man, go ahead, King.
And everybody said, shout out to the Hustler Camp.
We love
it. On the real, you can find a whistle on me that for that later. But at number four, we got Janelle Monae.
Hey, hold on, Stan, stop right there. Joe. Hey, shout out to the Hustler Camp.
Shout out to the Hustler Camp.
Grand Hustle, baby. Y'all know what I mean. Shit.
Yeah, know what you meant, baby.
We all got right, Janelle Monae at number four with the Arc Android Suites number 2 and 3. She been on the charts for 1 week. She peaked at number four. The previous week she was at number one just for a hot second. And we got Talib Kweli and High Tech Reflected Eternal at Revolutions Per Minute at number five. They done held it down. They been on for 1 week. They peaked at number five. And last week, I don't want to say it was at number one, but they held it down. They got it in. But right now, this is my word. This is what I need my 5 minutes on. Because everybody around the hood.
Oh, you need 5 minutes from that? Oh, shit. Go ahead.
I had to everybody the news first, fam.
Go ahead, Stan. What do you think, man?
As of right now, though, this is my word. I done got tweets. I done got emails. I done checked out all the blogs. You know what I mean? It's got something to do with Drake's album leaking and all that. You know, that was his camp that leaked his album. But in all actuality, man, I got an actual tweet from Bun B, which I'm trying to get on the show live for us within the coming weeks. But, you know, all y'all out there getting y'all hustle on, and y'all know y'all riding around 4-2-12, 4-12, 3-6, 8-12, 12, however you do it. But you getting your grind on to some sweet-ass music, and that goes along with quarter key. Anything that you bump, you riding around feeling good, making it good, getting it in real good. So y'all need, if y'all, even if y'all do go buy y'all bootlegs, man, go get the original, leave it in the wrapper, and put it on the shelf, man. Because one day these people that we listen to making our money and getting this good music in while we getting that good money, they're going to stop, and we ain't going to have nothing to play. It ain't going to come to deaths, nobody ODing, somebody coming to kill them. But, man, it's going to be something real serious if our best rappers that we got out there alive just stop because they ain't getting no paper, and they doing it for the paper. I mean, all of them ain't doing it for the paper. They got love, but something got to come to it. And that goes along with if you go get legal dope. You getting addicted now, stay addicted. You get addicted to everybody else, stay addicted. Just keep it going on. And you know what I mean? That's all I want to say. Everybody got to keep
Kickstand.
It going. What's up,
Kickstand,
fam?
Kickstand, man, you are a motherfucking legend. Hey, Kickstand, so check it out, man. I feel what you're saying, brother. The people need to purchase the product, man, so we can get it on, man. You got people, you got artists that actually don't really do it for the cake, you know what I'm saying? And you got, and you know, they do it for the love. But you know, when it all boils down to it, it's for the money. It's a business, kind of like the whole LeBron James thing. It's a business. You know what I'm saying?
And, yeah.
So you know, that's how we get it out. So shout out to the boy Kickstand, the man Kick. Man, that's Kickstand, a boy with the news you can use, man. So let's see, fam. Do we got something special for y'all, man? The boy DJ Dredd sent us a special mix. You know what I'm saying? This is it goes super hard. You know what I'm talking about? So without further ado, let's see what we got here.
Hold on, fam. Go to 1-2 and call the group.
We got some, damn it, another one just popped up. They are active right now. Y'all look like little fish.
So we
got to
take,
little fish flopping back and forth and shit.
We got to take,
901. Let's take 901 first.
Yeah, let's do that, fam. Then we got to get to Nizzy Lewinsky.
Let's do that.
901, you on the air?
Yo, drawfirst.com right here, representing. What's going on,
man,
with you?
Bear with it, doo-wop, my guy.
Yeah, I heard the guy at the end, you know, everybody do need to invest, you know, investment and return. That's the rule of business. Buy for one, sell for two. You know what I mean?
Right up.
Everybody do that, then we all going to get it. You know what I mean? I really want to hear about Quarter Key. Them, all them other guys he was talking about, they ain't rolled down my block. I want
like
to hear this
said,
in that quarter.
But he compared it, though. He kept it 100. He was like, even if you
but
want to get that legal dope, fam, if you get that bootleg,
he definitely kept it
in the rap,
kept
you know
100. And
why
then I'm glad that he recognized it, that fam is definitely in the same league. You know what I mean? I'm waiting for them to leak that legal dope album, man. Don't even pass me one on the side.
Hey, I'm finna leak it, fam. I got it. Don't even trip,
man. We need to leak
it,
though.
When it's out there, I did it. Don't even trip. It ain't no secret.
Hey, look, this
hey,
I'm
show ain't
right
gonna
here.
Be no secret, man.
Hey, straight up. Hey, man, what's good, though, fam? Everything all good? You still in the hood?
Yeah, man. We're running a promotion this summer, man. You get your 500 T-shirts. I mean, 100 T-shirts for $500. You can also get your 500 T-shirts, but you get your 100 T-shirts for $500 flat rate for promotion. You know, you really got to get the name out here and brand yourself. So I'm encouraging all small businesses and record companies to invest in themselves. Draw First will make it happen for you. Drawfirst.com, read up on us.
Drawfirst.com, simple as that.
You got the contact information on there, I'm sure of it. You know what I'm saying?
Everything
shout
on
out
there.
To the boy Bear. Hey, man, Bear did the first.
I was
Bear,
just finna say that, fam, Bear,
right.
Bear. You don't even know it, Bear, but right now we're in the middle of, you know what I'm saying, since we're putting out the single and we're getting it together right now because you missed the first half of the show and we picked the singles or whatever. And right now it's looking like a landslide, fam, for Get You Away. But we're picking the single right now. And in doing that, we're going back to the roots, fam. We're playing the Legal Dope album.
Man, so, I know it's good. Just call me and let me know, man. Tell me the site that it's on. I'm buying mine.
You know what
I'm talking about?
We in the middle right now.
I'm buying mine. Let me know. I'm tell everybody else.
Hey, we in the middle right now playing all the old legal dope shit, you know what I'm saying, for the old people who don't know or ain't never heard, you know what I'm saying, for the people online, new listeners or whatever we got. We playing all that old stuff right now, so it's kind of perfect that you called, you feel me?
Right, because you laced the first cover, and it was classic. The second cover is
yeah,
classic.
Definitely. Yeah, I suggest everybody to go cop that. It's
oh, yeah, it's coming, man. The cover leaked online.
And then it's not. Certainly.
Hey,
keep it 100, family. It's drawfirst.com.
Hey, drawfirst.com.
Hey, straight up, get it in with
us,
man. Make sure you call back every week, man, and tell them about that promotion, fam, because you know we got love for you, boy.
So, I'm going to leak something right now. I can get Quarter Key and doing this magazine right now, comic book magazine. Quarter Key want to feature in it. You can be in the next issue, definitely.
Let's do it.
Well, how about you about that, Bear? Love, baby.
For sure.
All right, man, so we still selling legal dope, man. Shout out to everybody. Everybody who I spoke to already, push one. Because there shouldn't be nobody up there left but Nizzy Lewinsky. That's my girl. Hey, Nizzy, hold on, because we got to get to this mix real quick. You feel what I'm saying? Because Quarter said so. We're going to get to this mix. Shout out to DJ Dredd. See, and normally we got L Jam and D. Normally he tightens us up with that. Shout out to L Jam and D.
Right.
You feel me? But we got my man Dredd, like I say, from back in the day or whatever. You know, I don't want nobody to date themselves. You know what I'm saying? But Dredd is my man. You know what I mean? We go back like rocking chairs and spinal cords.
Dredd got me started,
y'all.
You
feel me?
You know what I'm saying? He got me started and back started. You know what I'm saying? It was a couple times I was just like that. And something else. So. Shout out to the boy DJ Dre, he's a no-go, you know what I'm saying, legend, you know what I'm talking about, on the DJ side, he gets it in, man.
I better push play, man, I can't
Let's
wait.
Let's do it, get addicted.
Dread the mad DJ.
Reppin' no-go.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me, got the police watching that put the
camera. Hey, man, get addicted, man, did y'all hear that boy intro, man? No go, man. Let's do it one more time.
Dread the Mad DJ.
Reppin' no go.
I won't deny it. I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me. But they can't do nothing to us.
Make you ask, what was it?
Boy, you should have known by now. Easy does it.
Yeah, I blow throw out the roof of the coupe. And your boy is the truth in the booth. 21 guns to lose. Cock it back and bust. Let's get it cracking. Yeah. Yuckman quarterbacking since the PS2 Madden. I'm the captain of my squad. Yeah. And I pull your whole card in the streets and make it happen in the yard. Stop acting hard. I jack niggas got robbed. Got bullet wounds and scars. I push that crack hard. Bust back at cars. Black till they crash their cars. Sleep through back doors and reappear in my lap. Shaking a crack jaw. Caviar like fish eggs. Making that big bread. Mr. Godzilla. Bitches give me big head. Until I'm senseless. Roll on 26s. My blade spinning. Chop like Chinese hoes whipping. There's no competition. Freestyle is written. Thug lords be shitting. Make you think about quitting. Huh? Nigga, what is it? Nothing but town business. Ride around in business. And smoking a pound of spinach. Getting stupid out the roof of the coupe. And your boy just lit up the booth. 21 guns to the loop.
Play with my money and you see it's not a game. When the bullets start to rain and they holler,
21 guns to the loop.
You hear them glass pipes, you might get that ass wiped. Every day is a nigga killed last night.
21 guns to the loop.
The West Coast is infested with my bosses. You know the price, nigga, you cross up.
21 guns to the loop.
You see the pistol, boy, you better be cool. Yeah, but want it, yeah, you know what they do.
Dipping with that wood grain, so fucking hood, man. They call me the boogie man. In that slow lane, what is your whole name? I forgot this whole name. I'll call it Lois Lane. Up on that boulevard, 24s rotate. Ice Cube coming through, got to make the hoes wait. Roll at my own pace, nigga, don't hate. Fuck all you fat fuckers leaning up against my paint. Ice Cube, I still a little paint.
Movie star.
Fuck you, poor nigga, little drain. That's how it's going down out here in California. Listen to my people when a nigga hit the corner.
Do your thing, man. Fuck what they looking at.
Do your thing.
Shout out to the boy DJ Dredd, man.
Man, get your evil villain laugh looking at. Hey, man, shout out to DJ Dredd.
Shout out to DJ Dredd on the mix once again, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a real nice little mix he put together for the boys, man. So, you know, what you got there?
Neasy Lewinsky.
Let's do it.
Neasy Lewinsky.
Yo, what up, Joe?
Nate Neasy, it's Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? You fresh out, you at the crib. You know what I'm talking about? What's up with that? Holla at your boy.
Man, you know me, I'm just ducking these motherfuckers' head. They just don't go for the right statements, you know? And I'm just ducking them, you know? But I do want to blow the whistle on a couple motherfuckers, though. You know how I go. It wouldn't be the same if I called and blow the whistle.
Man, that means you don't even need no music, only because I want to make sure everybody get a bar of what you got to say.
I want to blow the whistle on that bitch-ass nigga Mike D for writing those statements talking about, you know, when they do put a bitch locked up, you know, motherfucker has to pay that money, but I got money on the table on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to them. Shouts out to Shorty that I gave an ass whooping to in the projects last night. What's her name? Sharice? Shanice, shouts out to her. She took that ass whooping like the grown woman that she jumped out to be. Shouts out to Sasha Ray for choking her bitch up, you know, motherfucker. Ain't playing out here. I beat a bitch up for a motherfucking snicker bar. I've been in that 15 days. This ain't that. You know? Shout out to y'all. I miss y'all, man. I miss y'all.
God, ain't easy. That's what up.
You know, and blow the whistle. Hey, then I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna blow the whistle on myself for fucking with a bitch ass nigga like that anyway. You know? You know,
play a
slip up.
Hey, that was so real right there, Nate. I ain't never heard nothing really.
Yeah, know that. You know Gucci, Nate. You know.
Flocka flocka, her motherfucking brother. Shout out to Gucci, Nate, man. She gets it in with us, man. We missed you too, Nate. You know what I'm saying? Nate Neasy. You know what I'm talking about? So, I mean, you know, I've been having a lot of fun with y'all this evening, man. We played the first half, definitely illegal dope. Let's just skip around.
Hold on real quick, man. I'm with that real quick, man. Big happy belated birthday to Toy from Kino.
Yes. big happy belated birthday.
We used to get it in on Legal Dope Sunday,
uh-huh.
And it was her birthday.
Yeah.
And we had a couple issues or whatever,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I ain't going to let that pass, you know what I'm saying, without getting in for my girl because, you know, she's a big dope fiend around the way. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She has a big dope boulder on her pipe, you know what I'm talking about? Sure. Let's go in with Suge real quick before we jump around, man. At least I know it's him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Suge. Suge, what's happening, Joe?
What's up, baby boy?
What's goody, Mob?
You got it, man. I hate I couldn't make it back to the picnic Sunday for the holiday this weekend, man.
Man, it's too bad you brought that up, man, because you missed it, man. Nigga, I was the MVP of the softball game,
Suge. Oh, man, come on, man. All right.
I was 3-for-4. You see what I'm saying? I hit 3 home runs. I was calling them out, you know what I'm saying? I pissed a no-hitter, fam. I was talking on the phone, all kind of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm a legend, fam. Shout out to T one more time for the play today, man. You know what I'm saying? She was a big part in our victory, you know what I mean? Couldn't have been done without her. You feel what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, sir.
What's good, though, Sugar? No
man,
homo.
Man, you know, everything is good, man. I definitely want to elaborate that, you know, I'm looking for sexy bartenders right now. I'm looking for the sexiest females in the Midwest to come down and work for your boy. I'm offering $10 an hour, you know what I mean, about 3 days a week, you know what I mean, and I'll rotate the ladies. And I also want you guys to come down and
I'll
help
rotate.
You. hey, pardon my pivot, man. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. You'll rotate them and then what?
Yeah. And I also want you fellas to come down every Sunday and do a live show at the bar with me.
Hey, yeah.
I heard about that, man. That would be pretty nice. A live legal dope show on Sunday.
Okay, see, I'm going to elaborate for the dude, right?
Every Sunday.
Check it out. See, my man is going to open up the bar, right? I don't know if y'all familiar with North Chicago, you know what I'm saying? Like, say, if you're from out of state or whatever, but my man finna open up the bar on 16th and,
Elizabeth.
Right there on the corner, 16th and Elizabeth. You dig what I'm saying? And, he told me about it in Touchstone. That's what he needs the pretty young ladies for, to be a bartender on a couple of days of the week or whatever. But he told me about inviting the Legal Dope Boys down to do the show from that spot.
Yeah. Right.
On Sunday or whatever, so we're going to try to line that up, too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the boy, Suge.
Right, and that's part of the reason why I canceled it, you know, for the people that got the Legal Dope Sunday canceled thing. That's part of why, because I'm trying to work something else out with that, something special, because that's a special night for a lot of people. And, you
yes,
know,
it is.
And it'll be beautiful if we can get some of the beautiful young ladies to come down and, the gentlemen to come down and have a good time with us on Sunday night. So, you know, I'm going to really kick that around with the fellas, man. We're going to look at that, man, and we're going to see what we can do with that. But that sound beautiful right now, though, baby. It sound real good.
Yeah, brother.
Like you say, you looking for bartenders, sexy bartenders, you know what I'm saying? Sexy, I mean, just swagger, you know, we need all of that. We need, you know. So how can they get in touch with you?
All right, you can hit me up on Facebook, you know what I mean, Michael K. Wright. You know, hit me up on MySpace, Michael Keon. Hell yeah, I'm an artist. I got to, fam. I got to whip it up.
I ain't know MySpace was still out.
Yeah, it's still around.
Yeah, it's still around. Go ahead. It's a good plug too if you're doing your music, you know.
Right. And of course you can hit the Mr. Legal Dope at gmail.com, you know what I'm saying? Suge is a personal friend of the family, you know, so if you're interested in the bartending job, and you got all your papers together, you know what I'm saying? You can hit that email also, and I'll pass the word.
I'm pretty sure.
Even
you
if
got
they
your hey, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure if you got your sexy rights, you ain't gotta have your paperwork.
It don't matter. We training them anyway.
Okay, yeah, that's
all. Oh, if I got you was rotating them, wasn't you?
All right, shout out to the boy Sugar Bear in the building, man.
Y'all crazy, man.
We're going to get something together, man. We might be doing Sunday nights at the little bar over there, man. We're going to call it Sugar Bears. That's the spot. come hang out in the honeycomb hideout with the Sugar Bear. Joe!
578, you on the air.
What up, Joe? Block Life on deck. Joe, what it do, my niggas?
What up, Joe?
Block, what it do?
Hey, Joe, I need a couple of ladies, man, with some big butts, man. These some fat butts in the video shoot, man. We got them shoot money out the ass. I'm looking for the thickest of the thick.
Hey, man, check it out, man. Before you even do that, man, you got to come by the studio, bro, and drop that song off.
And you know, y'all, man.
I only got 2 weeks, man. It's crunch time. So I only got 2 weeks, man, before I gotta go out of town for, you know, gotta go away for a little bit, but I'll be back very soon. You know how we do, man, but shit. Goddamn, I'm looking for some fat butts, man. That's what I'm on right now.
Hey, it's the same thing, man, you know. That's just my man Block Life, you know what I'm saying? BlockLife.name, you know what I'm saying?
Real talk, though. Y'all can send your pictures, Joe. This is not for fake. This is for real, Joe. This is a live audition. You can send your pictures to MrBlockLife@gmail.com. Do not send me no overweight lovers, Joe.
No overweight lovers. No.
I'm looking for I'm looking for Buffy. I'm looking for Coco. Delicious. Fat butts. Beautiful butts. Simple free butts. I need rump shakers. I need rump shakers. I need Wrangler rockers. Big butts. You feel me?
That's what he said, okay. Wrangler rockers. Oh,
Wrangler rockers.
Hey, I'm a holler at you, man.
Shout out to the boy.
Shout out to my man Block, man.
Oh,
so,
man, that was funny.
Hey, so my man Shug looking for pretty faces and sexy and swag to be bartenders at the bar over the runaway.
My man
Block is looking for big butts.
Now, if you're a combination of both, Mr. Lee with Dope at G-Man. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not. Hey, so look, like I say, we gonna get back to the Legal Dope 1 album.
399, you want to air?
Still ain't ready.
Remember the snore?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
399 still ain't ready.
No, it wasn't. We never tried to take that call. That was the first for them.
What them?
Whatever, Rita.
Oh, Rita.
See Rita getting it in. Look.
Yeah.
She's addicted. She called me one day. She was sad he wasn't selling legal dope.
Hey, seeing the fan played all that Cali. Let's go.
Want to play Cuz now?
Let's play Block Life. With the boy Psycho City, man. I did a song with the homeboy Psycho City, man.
Ooh, imagine you just saying all of that because I want to do this right here. Boy, and I got the fucking button. You better push something real quick.
What's he talking about? That right there? Put it back.
Cause I let her call me by my government name. And I'm a monster, though I'm scaring these lanes. The way I rap, you would think I'm knee deep in the game.
and cop that shirt. I've been posted on the block, couple songs on my job. Quarter O with my clock, man, I got it like that. Got pills, got perp, we got that work. Fresh white t-shirt, man, I got it like that. I've been posted on the block, couple songs in my job. Quarter O with my clock, man, I got it like that. Got pills, got perp, I got that work. Block like t-shirt, man, I got it like that.
Shout out to the boy Kodo on the track, man.
That's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, he got it in, man.
Straight up.
Hey, you know what? Somebody told me that I have to play the very last song on the mixtape, so I'm going to make sure I get that in.
That wasn't nobody, but yeah, all right. Hey, I'm going to play that then.
Nigga is crazy, man. Shout out to the boy,
but check it out, man. My man Lag getting addicted too, man. I'm gonna go ahead and make the announcement because it's been a long time coming, and you know he produced a couple rockets since then too. You know what I mean? I know we said we're gonna have him on the show, and we got Saucy and had this guest or that guest. Next week we're gonna have No Go's own D Lad De Niro on the show. We're gonna have him in studio. You know, kind of going play a bunch of D-Lab music. We're going to give you the new hot songs. You know, we're shooting a video for his song, actually, too, Swing on the Nigga. You know what I mean? We're going to bring him in. We're going to play all of that. We're going to pick D-Lab brain. You know what I'm saying? One of the hardest working men in this here game we got going on. So, shout out to my man, D-Lab De Niro.
Shout out to boy, Lad.
The dude on the intro for everybody who got the question mark over the top of their head. You know, the dude who do my intro. Matter of fact, man, let me get a bar of that real quick, man. Intro real quick, man.
PM, legal dope radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink. Drink it every Wednesday, we make it feel like a week. Yeah, pull up
yeah.
a chair,
yeah.
Court
yeah.
key. My niggas
yeah,
fresh
yeah,
air,
yeah.
about as cool as the breeze. And so is Dread. Keep his knob like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, fourth man. With the news, tell you something important.
Yeah.
Got some new shit.
Yeah,
give it a list.
Give it.
Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit.
Quit
play
it.
Some new school with a whole lot of energy.
Yeah.
Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois, you are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool.
Hey, so yeah, shout out to my man D Lad again. Like like I said, next week gonna have Lad on the show. Pick his brain, man. Throw all them hip hop. Like, I've been holding out. Like, man, Block Life rapping it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been holding out. Like, I got, you know, I got D-Lab material. You know what I mean? And we're going to break the rules probably and play one mixtape song because I got to play 4, 5, 4, 5. What's the name of it? 6, 7, 8. What is it?
Yeah.
Got to play 5. That, you know, got to play that. So, you know, going to break the rules next week, man. So, shout out to Lab. We're going to have him on the show next week. He don't even know that. So, he just found out. So, Lab, put that in your palm, pilot. You dig. Quarter to Great, man. You want to hear that cut now? Or you want to re-roll and I just want to do something else?
Nah, let's
do, jumping around.
Yeah, we jumping around. We still doing Legal Dope 1. You know what? Yeah, let's shout out to my boy, shout out to the boy Bankroll Red, man. Lord be nigga, man. Get addicted.
Smoking with haters back in 94. Niggas thinking that a sweet gon' get them through my door. Man, you just don't see it. If I don't fuck with you, I don't. And it ain't no matching shit, cause you got dirt and I got troll. And that's just how that weed should go. I'm tired of the local jokers. Trying to smoke for free, can't even buy a blunt to roll it. tell you, man, I had to slow it down. This shit's important. You might be riding with one right now, and you don't even know it. Them blow up beat niggas, I tell you, man, it's just a problem. They like the fucking feds, my nigga. Every ghetto guy and every hustler too, I tell you, but this shit's a problem. Man, why you making it hit so hard for a nigga to get $5? To all the smokers in attendance, fire up your switches. And hopefully you got a nick from all the niggas with you. That cat that just stepped out the car, man, he just got the pitch. He kinda salty.
Why?
Cause he's a blow a B nigga. A blow a B nigga. Not a problem, and they hella sneaky too. I tell you, Joe, you got to watch it. See, I like to blow good, so you know I know a nigga or two that just fall through. Wanna play a little mad and what he really on if you know that first blunt is due. So you do the damn thing and you bang him in the game.
What the fuck nigga do next?
You listen, I'ma tell you, if it sound familiar, put that nigga out your shit. Man, I got a little green in the wood, put a little bit with it, Joe, we can blow big. Knowing goddamn well my weed got cushion and ain't no season, no stick. And you roll it in it. Some call it a stick, some call it a wood, some call it a blunt, who cares? Get high as a kite sock sign to the right plug with a whole bunch of players. That blow beat chick right there, goddamn right, she could be one too. Bitch flies in a jet 5-5 from the jets, kinda looks like Beyonce too. Gotta speed it on up for the go, no a hole that'll go, no pun intended. Word is in the hood, nigga blow a couple woods, you can videotape your pimping. Roll the throat off, punch you hitting. Riding through the hood feeling good about the mission. And you really ain't tripping.
Why?
Cause you just blew a beat, listen.
Back in the building, fresh air to people's player. Shout out to your boy Draz, the kickstand fourth man. Shout out to the boy Jay Fly, the fly guy. Shout out to the boy Freddie Free. You know how we get it in, boy. Legal Dope Radio every Wednesday night, 9 to 11, man.
Shout out to my every now and then 510 phone call too.
Yeah, shout out to the 510 phone call, man.
I put up
Once
every 2 weeks or so, every 10 days.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll take
shout
that.
Out to them, man. Just for the people who just got on, we playing the whole Legal Dope 1 album in its entirety. And somebody asked me if I do the whole Legal Dope 2 album in its entirety. I thought about that, too.
That's something like a listening party, so that's,
you know,
easy
saying?
To do, just further down the line.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. So shout out to all of the people. I get emails from people, you know, different ways to improve the show and different ideas for the album. And I enjoy the emails. MrLegalDope@gmail.com. Holla at me. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, at the same time, if they think about it or if they listen, if they, you know, tap into their brain, they've pretty much heard 70% of the album.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's, you
actually
know.
Yeah, they heard about 50%. They heard 50%.
You got to keep it, ain't nothing not recorded, but, you know, Mogil, shout out to Mogil, the track killer, you
they
know
heard
what I mean?
50%. They heard, trust me.
No,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, they've heard 50%.
Prove it. Let me get a copy. Let me see what they've heard.
Uh-uh.
I don't got a copy, I don't think.
You don't got one.
Check it out, man. Let's take this call right here, man. D-Lad De Niro just chimed in, man. So since we got him on next week, we'll
let's
get it in right now. De Niro, you on the air. Joseph.
Joe.
What up, man? How that look good, man? You good with you, Joe?
What's up, De Niro?
Joe.
Man, shout out to them blow beat niggas, man. You just played that cut, man. That's throwback on the rear. I love that shit.
Man,
shit.
That's how I'm glad.
Man, blow beat niggas, man. Shit, but motherfuckers want to say, we need some big booty bitches for the motherfucking video. Excuse my language. I'm talking about.
Hey, nah, you ain't got to excuse yourself. It ain't Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We online, huh? Yeah. We shit up.
Hey, check it out, too. I know you heard me, fam. You heard the situation, right? Next week, what's going to happen?
What's that? Yo, yeah. And I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, we've been putting it off for a long time, but it's almost a good thing, though. You feel me?
Right. So,
yeah,
for the females, man, call, hit me up on the Facebook, D-Lad De Niro. Hit me on my face, D-Lad,
MySpace.com, DLADGGA. And we got the motherfucking Project Pat show. You know what I'm saying? June 27th, last Sunday of June. Make sure y'all come out and check us out. You know what I'm saying? We trying to do it real big.
Straight up.
Well, that is that, man. Shout out to Delia De Niro, man. We'll talk about all of that next week, I'm sure. You know what I mean? We'll make sure ain't no stone unturned with that. We'll make sure that y'all got the info, got the news they can use. You feel me, lad?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to holler at you next week. I'm going to holler at you later on, probably. We'll make sure we holler at you next week, though.
All right, y'all niggas be easy, Joe.
For sure.
Joe, shout out to the boy, lad, man.
All right, so if y'all didn't get the memo, man, D-Lad and Block, they got a song, Money Out the Ass, you know what I mean? And they looking for big booty girls. No, they're not. They're looking for big booty bitches. My fault. If you got the girls with big butts, if you got big butts, you know, hook up with them fools at,
yeah.
Chats.
I like them boys there, man. So, man, we got 9 minutes, man. It's quarter key, man. 9 minutes left on the clock. It's crunch time. I'm going to go ahead and do something now. All right. I'm going to tell y'all two things before I go into this next song. Number one, Lord B, nigga, I was in California, and Fresh and a couple people and my main man, Bankroll Red, they was all in the room, and they was actually talking about Blow Up B Niggas. And Bankroll pointed in the camera, and he sent me a message, and he was like, man, Quarter Key, man, do a song about Blow Up B Niggas, woo wop the woo. So that's how the Blow Up B Niggas song came about. Now, the next song I'm going to play is something that I probably wouldn't ever do, the way it came about, it was tripped out. The song is extremely emotional, and it's a real song. And I got a whole lot of flack when I said I was gonna redo this particular song. Okay, it's a Jay-Z song, right? You know what I mean. So it's rare that people do that. But it's Song Cry. Now Song Cry is a lot of people's favorite song.
I still can't sing Jay-Z song right now.
Song Cry is a lot of people's favorite song. And this is how the whole YouBeAJudge.com thing came about. We was trying to put together, but I redid the song. And the way it happened was I had a situation. The situation fucked with me. I went right to the pen. I stood up and I wrote this song, maybe in 45 minutes. And it was pure emotion. It was real. Pen cry. Get addicted.
Gotta confess.
Sounds like a love.
Guess I gotta let it burn.
The most unappreciated.
Yeah. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes. Where do I start? I guess the closest one to my heart. And how I let my foolish pride tear us apart. Now from the start I told you I would love you to death. With every ounce of me until there's no blood left. I think about it now when I'm so mad at myself. Used to love me when I had a baby with someone else. Then you stuck around when I was just in love with myself. You ain't need me, Nick. You could have been with anyone else. You were dedicated, praying that one day I would change. But 10 years passed and I'm still doing the same. I didn't know my trip to Memphis almost drove you insane. So you found another guy to help you deal with the pain. I was hurt, but you can never tell. I cried when it rained. And I swore that I would never leave you lonely again. But you moved on without me, and it's you that I miss. And deep inside a nigga so sick, shit. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. Can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry. Hey, niece, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry. Over P, Beyonce, and Jay, Bonnie, and Clyde. You singing B's lyrics, looking deep in my eyes. Where
every single ounce of me, I swear that I tried. But I was still in love with Nisa and it hurt me inside. Whenever I hit the block, you'd always load up my nine. Slip it in my pocket, kiss me, you was cool with the grind. But the whole time I was grinding, I was fucking with Tina. Coming home 3 in the morning, sleep on top of the seat. See, I never loved you, I was so in love with the street. And I guess that's why you turned around and cheated on me.
Cheated on me.
Karma's a bitch, and I guess that's what I get. But if I could go back in time, I know I'd do the same shit. Same gold Chevy, eating with the same chick. Same weed spot with a limited tip. And I know that I was bogus, so my cheating was clever. I got to deal with the fact that we got a child forever. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I have to make the song cry. Song cry. Coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry.
Pen cry, pen cry.
Hey, G, I seen them coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Song cry.
Yeah, I can't see them coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Song cry.
I know you never knew about me. Well, see, the reason me and you, we never could be. Whenever I left your crib, you know I went home to
dream. Knew that.
But you never spoke a word of our affair in the street. See, Carol told Pearl and Pearl told the world. And somehow it would have filtered down to my girl. Well, that is why today I feel it drop you a line. Cause out of every girl I had, I really felt you were mine. Even though you had a dude at the time, and I was doing my job. You never tried to say your baby was mine. You never really gave me problems, only helped me at times. I will pay you back for putting up with all of the lies. And I heard you had a baby girl and looked like she mine. Well, tell her, on the low, she'll always be my sunshine. And ever since the day of birth, she's been on my mind. Well, it's kind of go, see, you know, back to my crime. Coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Song cry,
yeah. I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the pen cry.
Pen cry,
yeah. Hey, see, I seen him coming down your eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Song cry.
I can't see him coming down my eyes, so I had to make the song cry.
Song cry.
Fucked up, y'all.
Man, so you know, I was pen cry, you know what I'm saying? One of the, it was, and it stripped out because the first Legal Dope wasn't really a mixtape, but it was.
We have a history
had two,
of hustle,
oh shit,
of complicated characters trying to make music by any means, and it's the very complications in their life sometimes that ultimately makes them incredible.
All this time, we knew that he had that song. If we listened to that.
Yeah. Shout out to the boy DJ Dre, man. So, wow. That was crazy. All right, so, that was Song Cry.
Toy from Kino, you on there? Toy from Kino, you on there?
What's going on, fellas?
What it do?
How y'all doing?
Oh, we doing good. How you doing? What's wrong? You all right?
I'm good, I'm good.
I know you can't be feeling the effects of being a year older. You all right?
I'm good. I'm real good.
Okay.
I'm just tired. I took off Sunday, you know, to get addicted with the League of Love Hour, and it wasn't no show. And I could have just went to work. But it's all good. It's all good.
Hey, I would feel bad if... Hey, listen, I would feel bad if I didn't know that it was your birthday and I didn't think that's what you took off for, because you didn't take off to get addicted, because you get addicted at work.
Yeah, I did.
I did
Friday and Saturday, and I was like, yeah, I'm getting addicted on Sunday for my birthday. The girls came over. We had our Moscato. Y'all ain't had no show. But it's all good, though. It's good.
Wow.
Who's calling? I liked it, that last song.
Bidger.
What was it? Song Cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that song. That was real nice.
Yeah, I don't normally redo shit, for real, for real.
especially people like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't normally touch classic. That was a classic song. But, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to y'all for doing y'all thing. Every time y'all come on, y'all always doing y'all thing. And I'm going to give a shout-out to all those that's out there doing their thing, trying to make it. Because everybody, I mean, everybody got their own little thing. And it be, what's up? That's what's up. So I'm going to give a shout-out to everybody. Everybody. And the ones out there getting addicted. Shout-outs.
Well, that's definitely what up. Shout-out to you, Toy from Keno. Happy birthday again. I know, sorry we missed it.
That's okay. Thank you.
Joe, shout out to Toy from Keno.
So basically what she just said, man, was shout out to everybody. Because she said everybody got their own little thing. And then whatever it is you're doing, shout out to you for doing it. So if you basket weave, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is you do,
whatever
fam,
it is you do,
shout out to you for
you
doing it. Toy from Keno, man, that's what the fuck is happening, man. They don't give 399 another chance only because I think they know that they missed their beat and they was trying to go in and out,
right.
Like pick me. You feel what I'm saying? So, 399 is your last chance to dance.
Face ass. You hear your motherfucking man. What up, man? There's Nudie right here, man.
What up, though?
Fuck y'all in that jagging off or something. Y'all can't get shit together, man.
Man, that was you back there, man, trying to catch your semen in your sock, man. We try to keep, trying to push you on the ride, man.
Get your Scooby Dooby Doo. Where are you?
Face ass.
Hey,
man. Hey,
what's good,
give
man?
My Clippers, man.
Hey, you heard the man,
yeah.
Man. Give him his Clippers, man.
fuck both of you niggas. Hey. Yeah, you could have brought me that big ass, though, man. That big ass, man. Shout out to Big Ass for getting me and my girl swole up. We went over there. The man gave us ribs and chicken and fish and all kind of shit, man. That shit fire, man. Whoever out here on his phone ain't had a chance to go check out Big Ass. Check out Big Ass, man. Hillary's ain't got nothing on Big Ass, yo. Word to my mama.
Word to the motherfucker.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's what up, man. Hey, so it's here. Nudie, you ain't got nothing to say, do you?
Man, no. Shout out to myself, man, for not being out here in the streets fucking around with these fuck niggas and these fuck bitches, you know what I'm saying? For keeping it 100 with myself, you know what I'm saying? The ones that's surrounded by me. You know, that's about it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all niggas. I'm surprised I ain't blow the whistle on me because I ain't been calling in. But, you know.
Man, check this out, man. I just had my finger on the button right now. But you said shout out to Big Ass Barbecue Fest, so I gave you a pass.
word. Nah, but for real, man, shout out to 23rd Street, Dickie, all that shit over there, JD, Co-Rock, you know, all of them niggas, everybody. And I'm gone. Peace.
Touch.
I'm gone.
Hey, man.
Man, I had something on Big Ass, man. It was they was doing a your favorite barbecue place, and you had to text something, but I've been trying to pull it up on my phone. I don't know, something happened to my Gmail account, the Mr. Legal Dope G. I mean, y'all can send, they're coming through, but I can't pull them up. So I had something for the Big Ass barbecue thing. But check out my Facebook. I'll post it there definitely once I get everything up and running. But, like I say, what's that right there?
Kickstand.
For man. What's up, man?
Kickstand. Man, I just got a little bit of news, fam.
Come on.
You know, I don't do sports. You know, I just watch the shit. I don't give no updates or nothing like that. But I'm sitting here watching the Lakers in Boston. I don't know if it's even a replay, but it's 84-73 Boston. What's really going on?
Hey, man, fuck you, Stan.
Hey, man, what up, man? It's Fresh Out of People's Player Joe. I want to blow the whistle on Stan for a couple of reasons. For one, but not knowing if it's a replay.
Number one.
For two, it's probably a replay.
Number two.
For three, the game come on tomorrow.
Third.
Man.
Blow the whistle.
Hey, check it out, man. Hey, everybody who online right now still listening, man. Next week when y'all call in, y'all blow the whistle on Kickstand the fourth, man, because he just ended the show. We out, man. We'll holler at y'all next week, Joe.
Joe.